In western Uganda, local people and refugees are in the same boat, literally. They've come together to form a business cooperative to raise, harvest, and sell fish. Congolese refugee Janine Rodia, a single mother, is part of the collective which operates a fish farming project on Lake Rwamunga.
In this group, we work together, locals and refugees. We support each other.
The cooperative is made up of 20 refugees and 5 Ugandans and is supported by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, and the UN Development Programme, UNDP. Members meet once a week at Janine's house. The money earned allows them to save together and take out loans to start small businesses.
Ever since I joined the group, I was able to buy a pig. It immediately gave birth, and I was able to build a proper house. I see that my life keeps changing, which gives me hope that I might achieve even more.
Janine is part of a massive wave of global displacement. The UN says more than 65 million people worldwide are on the run because of war, violence, or persecution. On World Refugee Day, observed on the 20th of June, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for stronger solidarity to support developing countries like Uganda, which are hosting millions of refugees.
Countries are asking those in the developing world that host the largest number of refugees to keep them, but are not providing the necessary support for that to be possible. Stronger solidarity to refugee-hosting countries in the global south is absolutely a must. Finally, I ask countries in the developed world to increase their resettlement quotas, at least to the levels that we had 2 or 3 years ago.
Diane Penn, United Nations.